I'll call the meeting to order since we don't have any officers. First order of business, approval of the agenda. Anybody have any changes?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Now, the election of officers. I guess the first one would be the chairman. Do I have any nominations from the floor? I'll speak it.
The current slate, which Gus and...
I would like to, I can't do it this year. I'm still going to attend and everything, but I...
The world is supposed to do it.
It's not the responsibility of time is going to be the issue.
Any other nominations?
I can be second, just in case the first one can't make it. So I concede to that point for this year.
Garrett, you have any answers?
Yeah, if someone nominates me,
I'll nominate Garrett.
I accept nomination.
Second.
Any other nominations? Going once, going twice. A motion to approve Garrett by acclamation.
All right, so now take over.
Somebody want to make a motion to approve? We only have a nomination so far.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Don't we have a co-chairman?
Yeah, it's a vice chairman, right?
Vice chairman, that was you?
And we did that?
We need nominations for that?
We need to vote on you first.
Okay.
No, we nominated you. Now we have to vote on you. All right, all in favor of electing Garrett as chairman by acclamation, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, okay. Take it away.
Now it's official.
All right, so then someone needs to nominate our vice chairman. Do we have any nominations for the vice chairman?
Would you like to do that again, Rick?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I nominate Rick.
I second.
Second.
I second.
Jeff? Okay, any other nominations? No? All in favor of Rick's approval for that position?
Aye.
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 Approval of the minutes from last meeting. Should be attached here. Okay, can we get a motion to approve them?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes. Susan does a good job too with the minutes, I pay that.
Got you.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor of that, approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
And our wildlife management update, Jim?
All right. Not much to tell you. The latest deer count is 7. They run from one end of the airport in the morning, and I guess they go back at night. As soon as it gets dry enough out there that we can chase them a little bit, we'll try to do that, but it's 7 for now.
Is there still somewhere they're getting in at?
No, I think it's just someplace they're not getting out at right now.
And that's the only method that you're employing is chasing
them together, too.
Yeah, that's how we know there's 7.
All together, run around.
Yeah, we have to try chasing them out first before we get a permit to hunt off season. And
birds, bird strikes before the last couple months?
No, even when people hit a bird, they don't report it. So, but no, we haven't seen the remains or anything lately.
We're still trying to work with the buzzard population and decreasing them in the way we.
We do have a project. We're going to address the ditch that doesn't drain along Taxiway B, where they like to sit and do their buzzard thing. There's really not a whole lot we can do. They like to ride the thermals over the runway, and like I said, they are a protected species, so there's a lot of rules. You can't just go out and shoot them. They're part of the wildlife, the Migratory Bird Protection Act or treaty with Canada.
Jim, in both species of buzzards protected, we have 2 species here now.
I think
in
they
the
are.
At the
yep.
turkey,
sure. yep.
both of them.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Hard to believe, but it's true. Unless you have any questions, that's my report.
All right, let's go ahead and do the airport update then.
All right. As far as instrument approaches go, there's nothing changed or any proposed changes coming up that I know of. Kind of along that line, our aeronautical survey project, which will have some effect on our instrument approaches, I guess hopefully to improve them and give us the opportunity to request them for 1028 for both ends. That's in progress. They have completed the aerial survey part of it. They're working on, they've identified 7,000 individual obstructions within the survey area, you know, which are just points that the survey identified that penetrate some sort of an FAA surface, whether it's Part 77 or TERPS or whatever. So they're in the process right now of filtering all that out to see what actually needs to be removed or marked or whatever. Just because it's identified on their plan right now doesn't mean we have to do anything with it. You know, there's things like the approach lights that are in there. You know, we're obviously not going to do that. Some of our obstruction lights are identified in that 7,000. So, you know, they're still working through it. The plan is to have that done by the 1st of June, and, you know, we'll have a plan for addressing all of the obstructions that become obstacles. The Taxiway D project, which is the parallel to 1028, our consultant, Delta Airport Consultants, is scoping the project right now, and we're expecting a grant probably this summer to do the design for that. That's in the FAA's plan, 5-year plan for us to fund the design and construction. So we're in the middle of figuring all that out. But the other thing that the parallel taxiway does for us is will let us get an LPV approach to both ends. So between the survey and the taxiway, you know, we'll be able to make some big improvements to the instrument approaches. We also have continuing with our electrical upgrade project. Right now, the big project is installing 2 new electrical vaults, one over by a loft, and then one behind Mrs. Tyndall's house on airport property. And I think we've talked about this before. The regulators for different parts of the airport are going to be moved to, you know, one of the new vaults, and that solves some electrical problems for us. We opened bids the 23rd. Monday. And we're in the process of evaluating those. They all came in pretty reasonable. So it's just a matter of going through them and see who gave us what we asked for and who didn't, and looking at their prices.
Try to take it to council next Tuesday. At this point, that's right. The plan.
Those are our, well, construction-wise, Garrett's hangars has begun. He's got a nice skating rink over there when it gets cold. I don't know if you want to say anything. It's your project. You can or you can't do whatever.
Come along when you say.
Okay. The T-hangar project, you know, replacing the Ronnie Moore hangar, we gave the contractor a notice to proceed on January 4th, and it's a 120-day project, so about the 1st of May, that's going to be complete. If you've been out there, they've been cutting up the concrete because they're going to pour a whole new floor and put in a drainage system to connect with our storm drain out there.
Is it going to have new or additional spaces over what it had, or is it going to
be the same? This will have 9 spaces. The old one's got 6.
So three
additional. We still haven't confirmed what the actual rent is going to be or how the process is going to work. County Council's gotten involved with that, and it's going to have to go through them for final approval. We proposed $390 for the T-hanger rent, which we've already got about 18 people that are on the list that said, if you gave it to me today for that price, I'd take it. So I'm not worried about filling it. In fact, there's been some talk about, well, if you got that many that would commit, we'll just build another one. But unfortunately, there's no place to build another one right now.
Wasn't on the other side of 10 and 2-8? Weren't you planning on doing something over there?
On our master plan, that is where we're going to have a whole slew of T-hangers. The problem is there's no taxiway over there. There's wetlands involved. And it just... this was an ideal place to put this, you know, because I mean, there's no real stormwater management problems there.
Right.
It's on the existing apron. I think we lost one or two tie downs in the process, but you know, this was ideal.
And where the existing T-hangers are, those will be demolished.
That'll be demolished, and we'll end up with 9 tie downs. So, if you have a chance to, well, you're right there. You've seen it.
Like they just started maybe today or yesterday.
They started last week saw cutting, and but I think today is when they start taking chunks of concrete out. The other big project that we're working on is kind of not a very glamorous project, but we're taking a look at our drainage system out there, all of the pipes and the stuff that go under the runways and different areas. I don't know if you want to talk about it. You know more about it than I do, but
we've slip lined a couple last year, and we're cleaning and videotaping some more, with the priority being anything that's already under a runway or taxiway. And so we're going to go slip line a couple of those in the near future. Install what Jim talked about, the so-called buzzard's ditch install line there that connects and dries that area up. Trying to think which other ones. There's a whole host of them. We're continuing to try to figure out the rest of the system, because in some cases it's not clear from depending on which plan you have as to things that have been abandoned and were not shown on the plan to be abandoned, places that have outlets that do not exist, so I'm not even sure what they do except fill up a manhole and do nothing. Very interesting work.
what about over Industrial Park? The ditches are
Peterkin's ditch.
Provision being made to get that off the premises?
Peterkin, what we call Peterkin's ditch at the back?
Right.
Yeah. We've tried a couple efforts to go through to clean downstream, a mile and a half. Currently, we're not doing anything right now with it. We contacted all the agencies involved about how many permits and public meetings would be required just to clean it. And it was kind of overwhelming compared to the small amount of effort that we were, or small amount of improvement that we were going to make.
Well, I would think you'd make a lot of improvement. You've got water stains out year round.
And not the design that we had. A design was completed by Denrec, and we were going to have that project built. It didn't do a significant amount for all the effort that's involved, how many easements we required. We had most of the easements from people along the ditch there to let us go on their property, but right now it's not active right now. It's not to mean that it's dead. It still needs to be done, but we're not working on it right now. I tried a couple efforts. I tried to coordinate with my DelDOT friends and with Brooks and his gang. I tried to do a collaborative effort. Nobody was looking except to say, we're behind you, except nobody was really behind me. I tried an effort to use the prisoners to see if I could get them to come in, because apparently if you use the prisoners and to go in there, you can avoid getting the permits, which I didn't realize. I thought, well, that's pretty good.
Hand excavation.
Then he said, well, it's too much. It's too overwhelming. I laid out the hunting seasons, and when you got done, one of the different hunting seasons, there's about 2 months in a year that you can actually get in there, and that's when they're busiest, and they said we're not available then. So it's like at every turn there seems to be a reason to not continue, but it still needs to be done. Again, you know, I seriously would like to work a joint venture with DelDOT or whatever, but because it drains roadway as well, you know,
right,
the spring field and whatever. But
I mean, you're right just about on the continental divide of the county right here. You know, it's one of the highest elevations that Sussex has.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can clean within the park more or less without permits. So we can go in there and do some cleaning, but the outlet is blocked, so it doesn't really, no matter how much you do, you got to get that outlet.
So this project will involve some runway closures. We had some, I guess it was last week, when they're working right up against the runway, because some of the manholes that they're in are right on the runway. So we've got another runway closure scheduled for next Wednesday, which I need to check with you. Just So it'd be like 9 to 1, depending on the weather. You know, they may extend it a little bit, but they're trying to set up something for Wednesday, and I'll confirm that with everybody. The last issue was the question about the runway lights and the delay. I guess the consensus is it's about 5 seconds.
I used them again, and it was fine.
I've talked to our electricians. You know, the reason for the delay is, you know, even though it's, you know, you think it's instantaneous because it's all radio and stuff, it's still got to go through the vault and to the regulators and switches move and all that. So there is some physical things happening.
Plus they actually ramp up in brightness. They don't just turn
on. Yeah.
I didn't want to last month or so. Yep.
But we are talking with the people that installed the runway control, the lighting control system, to see if there's anything we can do to bring that number down. But it seems to be a standard number, and unless people are seeing something different.
I don't know that I've ever timed it. It's probably a long 5 seconds when you pop out of the cloud.
Yeah, the first time it seemed enormously long, but the second time, and I sent you, I think, an email on it that it came on fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Maybe because I was looking for it more or so, but the other day, it was fine.
Yeah. We haven't forgotten it. We're still working on it, like I said, to see if there's anything we can do with the 5 seconds, but like I said, there's a lot of things that happen that aren't, you know, electricity, radio, speed of light things.
It just seemed like before it was a lot longer than 5 seconds. Yeah. So whatever has happened, it seems like...
Like you said, it depends on what you're doing when you count that 5 seconds. So.
But I will say that my partner, Matt, when he had the problem, it was definitely on 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. He had that probably 20-25 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. I had a long one too when it first came up.
Yeah.
So again, it wasn't there.
Hey, if you see something longer than 5 seconds, let me know.
Okay.
But when the system is working correctly right now, 5 seconds is the best we can do until we get something from the electric company.
I don't see that as a problem. I mean,
are they on generator backup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And the approach lights are now on generator backup.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
There, aren't they? Put the generator out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're paying a propane bill for out there. So. That's it on the airport update, unless you got any questions. And anything else you see going on out there?
Questions for Jim? Number 7, policy enforcement discussion.
Okay. I was kind of hoping Todd was going to be here for this one, but we had talked about this last time. We've had a couple of issues, like we said, things happening and people not, and us not having their insurance certificate because of whatever, you know, according to the lease, which we should have had, and it's created problems. We also have people that are operating businesses out here, you know, technically flight schools, et cetera, that don't meet the minimum standards. And we had talked last time about how to approach all this without driving people away. We had a meeting with Todd this week to talk about moving forward. I think the first thing that we're going to do is, you know, the insurance part of it is a big deal, and you know, we're going to start contacting people individually by phone, and you know, just reminding them that they did agree in their lease that they give us a copy of their certificate.
So is that the issue? Just no certificates, better.
Well, it would, yeah, with the leases, that's one of the issues. So,
they may have it, but we just don't have a current
right.
certificate.
So and most, you know, most cases, I mean, if you have a business out here, you know that you're, you know, you own an airplane or whatever, you're going to have insurance. If you own the building, I'm sure the building's insured. It's just a matter of getting us on your insurance certificate. As far as the minimum standards, you know, we will probably kind of remind everybody that, you know, we do have minimum standards. They're there to promote business, and you know, it benefits the airport and the businesses. So, you know, we're kind of ease into that, so we don't scare people away. But other than that, that's really what our plan is. Unless there's any questions. And
so these are just enforcement issues right now.
Yeah, I mean it's just a matter of reminding people that you know either they agreed to do something and they haven't done it, or you know this committee and the county council thought it was important enough to set a policy about something, and reminding them they may want to look at it.
But his question is not a new policy.
No,
just a review of existing policy.
Yeah.
All right, any other discussion on that?
Okay. I think this came out of Rob Arlette asking about the ability to phone in for quorum purposes, which is not addressed in the bylaws. And I think also that the number required for a quorum was something else that people wanted to look at. But I'm going to turn it over to you guys to make suggestions, discuss, whatever you want to do.
Well, what's Rob suggesting?
He thought there ought to be an ability, you know, if we're not going to have a quorum, that somebody could call in to make the quorum. But
you mean attend the meeting by phone?
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I don't think that's a good way, because a lot of times you get the vibrations of what's going on through the face-to-face. Or
I don't think it's a good idea myself.
I mean, I don't mean to pick on Rob because he's a county councilman, but you know, the reason he's not here tonight is he's at his son's wrestling match. So, you know, you have somebody calling in from their son's wrestling match, or you know, a restaurant someplace, or whatever.
I can always find something else to do and not be here and call in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going to end up. We'll have 7 people calling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna lose people. You rest assured of that.
Yeah. I think we've done pretty well as far as quorums. What's required for?
What's the minimum? What's the minimum number that we are for quorum now?
6.
And we've got how many people on the to sit around the table?
11, including the economic development director. Which the county is in the process of looking for a new economic development director. I wouldn't want to change it just because we don't have somebody in that position.
Have you had to cancel meetings because of lack of quorum?
Oh, yeah.
How often?
At least once during the year.
Once a year.
Once a calendar year.
Yeah.
But we only meet every other month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And sometimes just in climate weather.
Right.
Well, that's the county.
Yeah. I don't think there's any groundswell opinion to move toward that. And it would also seem that the recording is available, that if that person that couldn't attend the meeting really wants to be informed of what took place, they have recording in the minutes. With a body of 11 people, yeah, there are times where we don't have a quorum, but more than usually. Most times we do have a quorum. I don't know if that person will count toward a quorum for calling in. And, you know, I just don't feel like there's any.
It's complicated.
Yeah, I know. I don't think there's any rule.
And I actually thought the last meeting was probably the best meeting we've ever had, because everybody was here. You know, I guess we were talking about the tea hanger, but you know, we had our county councilman here representing the county council's point of view. You know, our county administrator was here. And, you know, Hans was here. He could talk about the physical part of it, you know, which is why we put all those people on there, and all of you. You know, you're all filling a position that represents a certain point of view, and it's, you know, that's what's going to make the committee work is, you know, as a business owner or just, you know, pilot that flies here, you know, it's important to have all those different angles.
And I think it's worked well for, you know, I mean, yeah, we've had a few canceled meetings, but, you know, I think the committee has served well.
Yeah, I don't see an overwhelming need to allow call-ins.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, well, yeah, we can say we're I didn't see any list of minimum number of meetings or an attendance clause, if you will, that requires the members to be here a certain amount of meetings per year, and if you're not, you know, you can absentee member, what recourse we would have to replace that person if we needed to. Is there any feeling that we should add some language about that if there's certain members just for whatever reason they can't make it or they're not interested anymore, that we have the ability to replace them? I feel like it's something we need to put into our bylaw.
I don't know about replace, but maybe send out a letter saying, or at least get some sort of correspondence or communication mm-hmm. saying, hey, you know, Garrett,
yeah,
you've missed two meetings. Are you still interested? You know?
Yeah. Just to be clear, not to replace them without consultation, but if they can't meet 75% of the meetings for
right.
a year, maybe we talk to that person, or, you know, or that we put that in there so that we do have that ability to make a change. You know, maybe 75% is too high. Maybe they can't make 50% of the meetings. Anybody think that's something worth it?
Well, the other thing you have to remember that everybody's appointed by the county council to
yeah.
serve for a year. So until that year appointment is up, unless you want to go to the council and have them thrown off the committee,
yeah.
which is probably not a good thing.
I was going to say Todd's probably not going to get thrown off. Hans
yeah.
probably won't get thrown off.
I mean, didn't that plane out here, it's like, hey, you really have a problem. He said, do you really want to be on the committee? And I was like, no. Because I don't have a reason to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a plane. I'll be back on.
Okay. All right. I don't think there's a big need to do that then. Getting the members.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any really taking advantage of that.
No.
It'd be nice.
No. I just, you know, I was reviewing these yesterday, and I just popped into my head.
I think maybe, you know, public scorn and ridicule for people that don't show up. And
my wife investigated that to me when the county council. I think I was there for some other purpose, and it was the beginning of the year when the nominees were put in front of the council, and Michael Benson said, can we ask Mr. Ryan to show up a few more times this year? I think he keeps attendance.
Yeah.
I think he reports it.
The other thing I wanted to ask about was item 3B, which says, 3C, page 2. So the airport manager shall be the county staff liaison to assist the committee to have a voice and vote at meetings. I always thought your position was a non-voting position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would that mean you count towards a quorum? I mean, you're not.
No, I'm not a member.
Well, the way I read that sort of indicates that, you know, you're. I mean, it says, if I jump over to 5E, it says a majority of voting members present. So
right.
Is this a
do you vote?
Yeah.
You vote if you're not a member.
There's been times when we've had 5 and we can't get to the 6 because Jim doesn't count.
Yeah.
And in the way I'm reading 5E, quorum. So not less than 6
members.
Is it
then you got to go back to the definition of members.
Right.
In 3A,
well,
it's got to
capitalize there, though. So I don't know. You know, I agree. To me, it's a little bit ambiguous. But then the second sentence seems to indicate that.
Are there times where you serve as a representative of one of the people named?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's it. Like that particular meeting, you're representing
right.
the county
yeah.
administrator.
I've done that.
Yeah.
It kind of comes back to that quorum issue where sometimes we don't meet our quorum, and mm-hmm. we haven't been counting you as a member to make the quorum. So.
Unless representing somebody else.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, the intent of the committee is, you know, to get your opinion and not necessarily mine. So.
All right, so just to put it away, your way it's interpreted is that you're only, you vote, but you're not a member for quorum purposes.
Right.
And we want to keep it that way because why?
Because we want a majority of non-airport manager people to
be. Are you suggesting
of the
not vote?
No, not suggesting not vote. I'm suggesting you become a
be one of the members.
He's not counted as a sixth person.
He's sort of an in-between. I'd say taking the full committee membership or voting, the voting status that would, he would count towards the quorum.
Wasn't it? It was intentional to not include one of the members as the airport manager to mm-hmm. not be. Yeah. So that was intentional.
Yeah. I mean, the intent of the committee was to advise the airport manager and the county council. So, you know, I'm the airport manager. Is, you know, you're advising me. So I really shouldn't. If anything, I shouldn't have a vote. But
well, that's my question.
Yeah, that's.
I have a vote. Seems kind of. That came from the county, though. Is that correct? The county made this decision?
Well, yeah. I mean, they approved what I handed them to approve. So
we could take it back to them as recommendation, but we couldn't override them.
No.
Right?
No, you'd have to make a recommendation to change it.
Yeah.
Well, I think initially the way it was set up was just like Jim said, was for him to be more of a listening and learning our concerns and not being so much a persuasive voice and voting. And voting, I don't think, was always there.
Yeah.
And that you only vote when it's
voting used to not be there. I think that's
different.
I honestly didn't think Jim had a voting position ever. So
I think that just came this year or last year.
No, that's always been that way.
Has it always been that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
So perhaps
it's. I mean, I'd be okay with taking away my vote. I mean, I'm in another.
Perhaps
committee where I have the same position that I have a voice and no vote.
Yeah. Well, he can still have a voice.
We can't count him for a quorum anyway.
You can't do that anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Unless he's representing somebody that's not here that is a named member.
And if the committee comes up with, let's turn the runways upside down, he doesn't have to take our opinion anyway. We're just in an advisement capacity.
I mean, it's kind of like the Planning and Zoning Commission. They're the committee, and our planning zoning director is there as the liaison. He doesn't vote, or she doesn't vote on whatever they're voting on, but I'm sure she's there providing inputs and the day-to-day thing. So.
Okay, well, then it's, I think, not that I'm trying to take your vote away, but then
it's not going to hurt my feelings at all.
He doesn't have a problem with it. It seems to me that it's a little odd. It says voice and vote if you're not a member, so maybe it says a voice. So he'd vote if he represents somebody, in which case he'd also count toward the quorum in that case, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But otherwise, mm-hmm. this would be a voice. He's here to facilitate, right?
Yeah, I understand that. I was leaning the other way, just giving him a full,
full membership. but I don't think that the council wanted intentionally wanted that.
Well, it's probably because the template is like the planning and zoning that you just gave us. If that's the template for county committees, and it wouldn't. It should just be the liaison and not.
I've seen it done both ways.
And I'm not sure what other committees the county has, but I'm sure there's somebody on the staff that goes to those meetings to represent the staff.
Well, I don't want my first night as chairman to take your vote away. I mean,
this new guy, Jim, he really had it in you.
take away my attendance requirement.
All right, well, are there any other comments on item 8 at the bylaws?
Are we voting?
I don't think we're voting to do anything.
There's no change. I mean,
potentially was to make a change to take that vote out, if the group wants to do that.
I'm not making a motion.
Well, you can't. You're the chairman.
Make motions now?
Nope.
You didn't know that when you took the job, huh?
All right. Well, in any case, let's move forward to public comments will be next. Any comments from the public? This is your time. Go ahead,
Jerry. For anyone that doesn't know, my name is Gerald Wingate. I lived in Georgetown for 31 years before building a home out of the country. I received my pilot's license in 1971. I have wonderful and beautiful memories of Georgetown, flying my family in and out of here on vacations. And I thank each and every one of you for sitting on the board and taking an interest in Georgetown Airport. I guess you know how old I'm at. I call it Georgetown Airport. but thank you from the public of one anyway.
All right, thank you. Comments are very nice. Appreciate it. Next meeting date?
March 22nd.
That's how the chairman does it.
It's potentially March 22nd.
With the assistance of Susan.
Yeah. All right. Well,
March 22nd.
What would our next regularly schedule maybe be March
22nd.
22nd. Okay. March 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. All right. We need a motion for that one. Or keep going.
Yeah.
Here we do. We do need a motion.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
That our next meeting date will be March 22nd at 6 p.m.
I second it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye. Make sure you heard my vote on that one. And my voice.
We need a motion to adjourn.
Might be the last time we get to hear that.
All right.
You watch it. It might
be
another one.
You a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.